How did you learn about getting that? I mean, how did you know that job was available, or decide? Did you just decide at 13 to look for a job, or did
someone? No, I think she approached me. Mm-hmm. You know, living on the same street, was a very narrow mm-hmm. street, and asked if I'd do it. Mm-hmm. So I did, mm-hmm. and sometimes if I couldn't do it, one of my brothers. I remember one time, my brother had to go for her, and she had him stopping by, living alone. She bought small amounts where we would buy so much, and she wanted 3 eggs, and then when she got them, she told him that they weren't fresh, she'd have to take them back, and he wasn't about to do it. So I had to. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it either. She'd buy one piece of fruit or one pork chop or something, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was always embarrassed. I don't know why.
You used to buy it for the whole family.
Right.
Did you, so then with the money that you earned, was that yours to spend or did you?
No, that went to my mother. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I bought 2 loaves of bread or a big bag of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. No, I never kept it. Mm-hmm. And Saturdays then, we'd get a dime, but you could go to the show for a nickel. Mm-hmm. You know.
Was this like an allowance that you're...
No, it wasn't even called an allowance. If Mother had it, we got a dime, and that bought a candy bar, and we went to the show.
Quite a treat.
Right, it was a treat. Mm-hmm.
Did you, what kinds of family things did you do together? Do you remember, or was there time for that with everyone spread out?
No, we didn't do anything as a family. We did, like, when we were younger, I guess, we have pictures. Mm-hmm. I have pictures of us going to the park. Mm-hmm. Especially May Day, because, I took dancing lessons, paid for by a friend of the family's. Mm-hmm. And I would be in the Golden Gate Park dancing around the maypole and all that.
Uh-huh.
So Mother made me costumes for that. Mm-hmm. So I have pictures of that mm-hmm. with all of us out there. So that was fun. But I don't remember going as a group anyplace with my family. Because mm-hmm. it was always, like I say, the only vacations we had was over to Vallejo with my grandmother's. Mm-hmm. And that was a big deal.
Yeah. What kind of relationship did you have with your father?
I don't know. Didn't see a lot of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was gone all day, and he was gone lots at night, because nighttime was the most important part where he worked. Mm-hmm. That's where all the big affairs were. Mm-hmm. But I was very fond of my father. Mm-hmm. But I really knew him better after I got married and got older and would go home, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was drowned, by the way, in a boat accident. He was on a fishing trip. Mm. And a big wave come up and turned the boat, hit them, and it went out. And then when the second wave come in, it turned the boat over. Mm-hmm. And 7 men went in the water and 3 were drowned. So that was tragic.
Yeah.
72.
Unexpected, kind of.
Yeah. His birthday was on Sunday, and this was Monday. He went on this fishing trip, and they had a good catch, and they were standing. They weren't down the cabin. They were up on the deck talking mm-hmm. about what a good catch, and they had on heavy clothes. And this freak wave came up and hit them, and they said, whew, that was a weird one. And it went out, and the next one turned the boat completely over, and it was a chartered boat. Mm-hmm. And it was at Bodega Bay, mm-hmm. Northern California, north of San Francisco, a little ways. Mm-hmm. Very rough. Mm-hmm. And the 3 men that couldn't swim were drowned. The others were out of the 11. 7 went in the water, and 3 were drowned, and they were the 3 that couldn't swim. And my father was 72, and the 2 other men were 40 and 41. Mm-hmm. They couldn't swim, and they panicked, too, like my father. Mm-hmm. And one man, my father's age, swam to shore 275 yards. He had learned to swim as a boy in Italy, off the coast of Italy someplace, and he said it was about 45 feet deep where he went clear down. He said, I got to get going, and he just came up and swam to shore. Can you imagine? Yeah. Well, it was pretty tragic when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
I have clippings out of the paper about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sad.
But growing up, you're saying that you really didn't have that much time with him because he'd have to work at nights at the... Scottish
and I worked, too. Uh-huh. I worked, too, in the hat room. Uh-huh. When Mother was busy having a baby or sick, I was the one that went and worked.
Uh-huh. What old were you when you were doing that kind of work?
Oh, 16. Mm-hmm. 15, 16, 17?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you would, after, how, you had the first job you did was doing the deliveries and errands for the seamstress.
Yes.
Did you, were the next types of work there at the auditorium?
Or? Mm-hmm, yeah. Uh-huh. That was really all I ever did.
Mm-hmm. Did, were those things that you did like in hours after school then?
Yeah. Oh, it was evenings, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think when I worked in the box office at Scottish Rite Auditorium, mm-hmm. signing people up for the course, mm-hmm. it was Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Did, now, after you graduated from high school, what did you do?
Nothing.
From there?
Until I got married. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Just stayed at home. I got sick. I had bronchitis. I thought I was going to die. I don't think I've ever been that sick. Mm. And so I just didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And then I got married. Mm-hmm. So moved to the South.
How old were you when you got married?
I was just 19.
Mm-hmm. So about what year was that?
1931.
1931?
Yeah.
Okay, so this would be after the beginning of the Depression.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did that affect your family very much when you were?
No, my father still had his job.
Mm-hmm.
It affected my oldest sister and her husband because he was a plumber and he was out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
But and the other children were young enough that it didn't bother them. And my oldest brother was out working.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, just younger than myself, was in college
mm-hmm.
and working his own way. San Francisco State.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Just one of us went to college. No, two. Mm-hmm. Two brothers. Both of them graduated from San Francisco State.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, do you remember? Did your mother talk to you at all about menses or say starting your period or?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, in those days you didn't know. Oh, dear. I was 14 mm-hmm. before, and I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
When I found the evidence, I put it in the dirty clothes bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found it when she was sorting out the clothes and explained it to me. No.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't blame her for it because that's the way people were, you know,
mm-hmm.
in those days. But my daughters knew.
Yes. In terms of, like, before you got married or growing up at all times, did she talk to you at all about sex or
no.
birth control or anything like
nope.
that?
No, nothing.
Because
I'm sure she never used anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she had so many children.
How did you eventually learn about those things?
Well, after I was married.
Uh-huh.
I was pretty green when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely so. And we had, first year we had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but my husband didn't really want any children. Of course, he loved her after she got here, but.
Mm-hmm.
So then he asked me to find out some way to, you know, to find out from the doctor some way to keep from having any more.
Mm-hmm.
So she was 13. By the time I married, oh, I was divorced.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I married again, she was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 14 when her sister was born.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, can you tell me about your first husband, about meeting him, and
his brother was married to my sister.
Uh-huh.
And for a year, I went up to the mountains up near Yosemite Valley and lived with my sister was already married to mm-hmm. his brother, and I went up and lived with his family so I could be a companion to his sister who was my age.
Hmm.
So I lived up there a year
mm-hmm.
and just loved it. And I was 13 when I went up. And I think I stayed there just in the school term, so it wasn't quite a year. And his brother was working in a lumber camp, my sister's brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and he came home to see his mother. So I saw him when I was 13
mm-hmm.
and thought he was really something.
Mm-hmm.
But of course he didn't see me. Then the next time I saw him, he came to San Francisco to visit his brother and my sister, and I was 16, and he didn't see me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back when I was 18, and he noticed me. So that was the way we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, why don't you come up to would you like to come back up to the mountains, see my mother? And so I went up with him. We were up there 2 weeks at his mother's. Mm-hmm. And that's when he proposed, and then we were married the next month. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy about him. Mm-hmm. But I had a best girlfriend that got him. That was tragic.
but that's much later. And when you first met him, he was still working in the lumber?
No. He was working in Lancaster for Shell Oil Company by then.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work was
he? Shell Oil Company. He drove one of those big tankers that delivers the gas to the service stations and the farms. Mm-hmm. So that's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. I came down on the train from San Francisco and he met me at the depot. Mm-hmm.
Now, where did you live after you were married?
Lancaster.
In Lancaster.
We lived in Lancaster for 3 years, and then he was transferred to Mojave. You ever been through Mojave?
Yes.
Nothing. I lived there 7 years. Uh-huh. And by then the war had started, and we separated because I wouldn't go for the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And he went north up to Vallejo, and I came down here and went to work in North American.
So you were during the Depression, and
we survived. We were doing all right. Mm-hmm.
You know. He managed to keep working.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the oil company. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't really hurt us at all. Mm-hmm. I remember when the banks closed. That was scary, but it didn't hurt us any. We had vacation every year and didn't seem to bother us at all. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever work?
No. I went to work just before I moved down here for a short while. We got in debt because of things that he had done without my knowing it. And I went to, Mojave's a small town. We knew everybody, and I went to White's motel and asked Mrs. White if she, you know, needed somebody in the restaurant. And I'd never done anything like that before. And she says, sure, you know, if you want to work. So she said, here's the dishes, and this is where you give the orders, and here's the cups and the saucers, and goodbye. I didn't like that very well. Mm-hmm. But I stayed there. I don't think I worked there more than a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And then I knew that they were hiring, because the war was on, I knew they were hiring people in the aircraft. So I went down to, came down to Los Angeles and stayed in a room with some friends. Mm-hmm. And got a job at North America, and that was April 42.
Okay, mm-hmm. So before this, basically you had been a homemaker.
Yeah, lady of leisure.
Uh-huh.
Bridge clubs and PTA and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kinds of...
It was a shock. It was a different life altogether.
Yeah. So with your time, basically you had your daughter, okay, and then as she say, got of school age, what would a typical day be like?
Just taking care of the house and taking care of her and taking care of the husband, you know, and going to PTA and the ladies' aid at the church. And you made your own entertainment when you live on the desert. There's nothing up there. You have to make your own entertainment. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the school put in a swimming pool, and I took the Red Cross swimming lessons there. Mm-hmm. Things like that, you know. And you'd go to somebody's house and you'd sew or do something. It was very... quiet, uninteresting life.
So it sounds like you were spending time with other women who were...
About, you know, same age, had young children, like myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With your husband, was he, did he work a regular shift?
Yes, yeah. Well, yes, until he started going out with this girl, who was my friend.
So she was your best friend at the time?
Yeah, supposedly. Uh-huh. Yeah. And when I accused him, he said, I love you, but I like her too. Mm-hmm. Isn't that awful? She's married to him now. Uh-huh. And we've both been married, we were married April 28th, 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I was married 11 years first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're still married, too.
Mm-hmm. Beyond his going out with your friend, what kind of relationship did you have with him?
He's a very quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't much to do. We played cards a lot. We had friends we played cards with.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, there was a group of young people we started when we lived in Lancaster. We called it the Lucky Seven Club, mm-hmm. and it was seven couples. Mm-hmm. And we'd go on all weenie bakes and scavenger hunts, and we always ended up eating, and mm-hmm. we'd all bring something. It was a potluck type thing, and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But this girl and her husband were two members of that club. So that threw us together all the time.
Mm-hmm. I want to jump back a little, and then I'll come back to these years. But when you were growing up, do you remember what kinds of clothing you wore?
Yes. Like I say, my grandmother made a lot of our clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Not the boys, the girl, my sister and I. And she taught us how to sew.
This is your father's mother?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And she taught us how to sew. And so we always had a couple of dresses when we went up there because she made... I didn't have a lot of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I think in high school I had three changes.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And... That's all I can remember about the clothes, except that and when Grandma would make us a dress, if she didn't have enough material to make the length, she'd put in a piece in the middle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that, even mm-hmm. then, you know, but
uh-huh.
it was new and bright. But, and then with my sister, mother could hand down clothes.
Uh-huh.
And when we didn't have a washing machine, you know, when we were growing up. No way, nothing, washboard. So Mother would send clothes out. It was called rough dry. They were washed and spun until they were not soggy wet, but just, and then...
Damp.
Yes, and then we'd get the, we had big sacks, I can remember, and then we'd hang them out in our clothesline when they came back.
Mm-hmm.
And my two younger brothers, I sort of had charge of them. I bathed them and dressed them and...
Mm-hmm.
I was like their mother.
Yeah.
Mother was always either busy having a baby, having a miscarriage, or working.
Yeah.
So I was the one that was dependable. I was the one that took care of them at night when Mother and Dad worked. And that used to frighten me. And I used to sit at the living... I said I'd never have any children. I used to sit at the my bedroom window,
mm-hmm.
and I could hear the streetcar stop. And I'd wait, because Mother and Dad always came home together, because she didn't come home until the place closed, and they'd come home together, because he had to lock up the entire place. And I'd wait, and I'd hear that streetcar stop, and then I'd think, well, it takes them so long to walk down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd breathe a sigh of relief. I never went to sleep. And I would think, how am I going to get all the kids out of the house if anything happens, a fire or anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was very conscientious.
So, yeah, it felt very responsible.
Yes, yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Because my sister was married real young, and she wasn't around, and I was the girl. My other sister was 8 years younger.
Mm-hmm. Were any of your brothers or sisters closer to you than...
Yes, one brother, the mm-hmm. one that caught up with me in school, my
mm-hmm.
brother Charles, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Bookworm, we called him.
Mm-hmm. Did the two of you do things together?
Well, we belonged to the church things together,
uh-huh.
Christian Endeavor and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And when I got married, he thought I really let him down. He said he was really unhappy when I got married. Because I was his friend, you know. Yeah, we were very close.
Uh-huh.
And my oldest brother, I wasn't close to him, but he was very protective,
mm-hmm.
my oldest brother. And the rest of them were so young.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are gone, one sister and one brother.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up with quite a house full of
yes.
people there. In terms of decision-making, like, say, things around budget things or buying things or any kinds of decisions in the house, how did that work out between your parents?
I really can't say because, like I said, my father only brought home $100 a month for years,
mm-hmm.
and $25 went for rent,
mm-hmm.
and the rest went for food and clothes,
mm-hmm.
gas. We didn't have lights. We didn't have electricity. We had these mantles. Until we moved to Monterey Boulevard, we didn't have electric lights. We had gas lights where we used the mantles.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the street, the lamp lighter, until 1928, 8, I think. Mm-hmm. We got electric lights on the street, and I can remember the lamplighter coming with his two poles and lighting. We had those mantles in the house.
Mm, so you had gas?
Gas, yeah. No electricity at all.
Mm-hmm.
One day the boys had a pillow fight in their room, and they broke the gas pipe in the room. Gas coming out of there like crazy. But by that time, my sister was married to a plumber, so they ran up to my sister's and got my brother-in-law to come down and fix it. A lot of things like that happened.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but, you know, it was always something going on when there's that many children.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved in any sports or anything like that?
No, not really, no.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember in when you were younger, say, in high school things, how you would spend your time, say, socially? You'd mentioned in your days being in the church group and being in campfire girls and all of that.
I wasn't very active in anything at school.
Uh-huh.
No. Well, I had to go on streetcar to school, you know. We lived in the mission.
That's
it was way
right.
downtown, so.
So they weren't really, the people you were with in school weren't really
no.
your neighbors or anything?
No. Uh-huh. And my closest friends were the ones that I'd carried on from junior high.
So you did
so,
friends you had in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Like when you
mm-hmm.
got back from school?
Yes, in fact, I wrote to a next-door neighbor that lived next door to us all the time. We lived there on Cap Street in the Mission. My brother had seen her, and he said, why don't you write to her? So I wrote her a letter, and I came back. I don't know what happened. We were real close. She was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she lived next door.
During high school, you mentioned that you took business courses. Were there any other subjects that you liked especially well?
I took shorthand, typing, bookkeeping, French. I took a year of Latin first, and it was too hard, so I changed to French.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the French teacher said, so this should be real easy for you. You've had a year of Latin. But I think I still had that inferiority complex. I just figured I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very well, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Today I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after the war, I went to beauty school.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband talked me into it. I'd always wanted, that was one thing I wanted to be, as a beautician.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did because there was no beauty school in the desert where I lived. So my husband said, why don't you go to beauty school? Because I had taken my youngest daughter in to get her hair cut, and mm-hmm. As I was watching the girl cut her hair, I said, I've always wanted to be a beautician. She says, why don't you go to beauty school? And I says, I'm too old. See, I was already a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, age doesn't make any difference. It was 25 years ago, and I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband said, go ahead and go. Even if you never get out and do it, you've always wanted to do it, because he's for learning anything, because
mm-hmm.
he's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to beauty school, and I thought, oh, I'll give up. I'll just say I don't want, you know, I couldn't do it. It was too hard. And I found out those young girls, I was miles ahead of them. You know,
uh-huh.
So I wasn't
mm-hmm.
as bad as I thought I was.
But when you got married, you had spent a couple of years at home
yeah.
after high
yeah.
school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got married. In terms of your own relationship with your first husband, did you...
Terrible.
But did you what kind of relationship did you have with him in terms of like decision making and things like that?
First husband?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty much even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except at the end when he was seeing this woman, he got alone and I was not the co-signer of it. And that was why I went to work to help pay that loan off.
Mm-hmm. So,
because it was due.
Mm-hmm. In terms of like the
but otherwise,
bills and budgeting and things.
No, he paid the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me grocery money.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So money wise, if you wanted money for,
I had to ask for it.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Did
And I was a Casper milk toast. I really was.
Yeah.
Very, yeah. I've changed. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Going to work during the war
mm-hmm.
changed me.
Mm-hmm.
Made me grow up a little and realize
mm-hmm.
I could do things.
Mm-hmm. So with him, you were, you said you were sort of a Muslim, so he, you could go to him and ask about things or talk about things.
Yes.
But he basically made the checkout or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's hammering. You probably got to get his last few texts in here, and we'll stop, and they'll stop at the same time. That's
they're putting
inevitable.
That on the stairs too.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
They would do that last.
Yeah. All right, we're talking here. Well, then when, from what you're saying, about the time when you came with the Warriors, you had your daughter, who was about how old? About
11 when we, when I first started work.
Uh-huh. Now, you had mentioned earlier that he had you go to a doctor to find out about birth control. Had you thought of having more children, or had you?
Oh, I wanted more children, but he didn't want any more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wanted the one, so we just had the one.
This would have been pre-birth control. What kinds of methods did the doctor talk to you about?
What do you call it? Isn't that funny? I used it for 100 years and...
Was it rhythm
diaphragm?
Or diaphragm,
yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Fitted uh-huh. diaphragm. Yeah.
So that was a fairly reliable method.
Oh, absolutely, with me, 100% perfect.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because after I got married, the second time my husband wanted children, all I had to do was not use it until, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we got this house, so we could have a second child.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So maybe this would be a good place to end until the next time, since it sounds like we've covered pretty much the years up to the mm-hmm. up to the war. And so this is the war had already begun when you got the divorce. Or?
No, I got it after I came down here.
Uh-huh. So
but
what,
we separated, of course.
Uh-huh.
we separated.